wet, but not wet, but the weirder version of that word.
Moist?
Yes. I've been told I've been a mic.
Yeah, you giving Mike
I
energy.
Give Mike? I give
Yeah, you
Mike?
giving Mike
Thank you, I
energy.
appreciate that.
Okay, all right. So you mean to tell me the Groot is just a magical tree? In Canada, a pigeon wearing a backpack has been arrested after it was caught attempting to smuggle a package of crystal meth into a prison.
What was the thing that alerted them? Hey, that's a drug dealing pigeon.
Chicken sandwiches that white people love.
Chicken salad sandwich.
It's Chick-fil-A. Remember last week in our
Nope.
podcast, we're scissoring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that.
That
Yes,
was
that
a
was a very
great
intimate moment
episode.
that all of you got to share with us
Yeah,
last week.
it was. Oh, is that drone gonna shut down AT&T again? You said threesome so fast.
Ooh, Capitan.
Mic check 3-4.
Mic check 37,000.
Nice. What up, what up, what up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boop thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. Hey, y'all. My co-host, DJ Hey Cousin, aka my bestie, Wesley. Is in his
Hey,
house.
hey, you're right. It's me. It's Wesley, aka DJ Hey Cousin, aka Westman 3000, aka Hey Yo, it's Wes. Duck.
If you had said one more, we'd have to do like another stab scene. But luckily, we're not doing that anymore because I said three episodes of stabbing.
Yeah.
We're gonna let that go.
I
We're gonna let
just
that
got
go.
the wraps off, and you know, my breathing is regular now. I don't have like a little wheeze to it.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad
thank
you're doing good though.
you.
I
Yeah,
am. I
yeah.
am. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. You want to end up like Wes, you
You
know.
really don't. You really don't. Even though I heal pretty well, you don't. All right, go listen if you want more context.
So, guys, we got a great episode coming up. The first thing that we're going to talk about, guys, is a new way to traffic crystal meth in.
What?
New way, brand new way. It's a way that honestly we need to think about getting into. We can make ourselves some money, put into the podcast. I'm thinking about a drug ring.
What is it, via Bitcoin?
No, actually. It's more simpler. Guess again.
Pigeons?
Holy fuck. How did you know?
Really?
It's the professionally silly podcast.
I'm great.
That's hilarious. Yeah, Wes, that's it. Pigeons, bro, for real.
I nailed it. Okay, so
nailed
what?
It hard as shit.
Okay, so let me keep going. So is it like they're strapping, you said crystal meth, right?
Yeah.
To their legs, to their little feet, and they're like messages, and then they're sending them off to various places, or they're just strapping like a location, like a third location, and they send the pigeon off to whatever, and like, oh yeah, it's here. That's where I'm gonna go. That's where the pickup spot is, and then bam, you know. So then you put the location of the money on the pigeon, and the pigeon flies back, and then bam, that's where the money is. Bam, you know what I'm saying? Go get the money. Bam, bam. No kind of communication being used. You know what I'm saying? You can't make a pigeon snitch. You know what I'm saying? Bam.
Wow. Actually, it's dead pigeons, and they cut them open, and they actually, that's not what it is.
Damn.
So this is coming from Instagram at Black People Pets. Is who posted this that I came across it. The title that got me here, the caption, in Canada, a pigeon wearing a backpack has been arrested after it was caught attempting to smuggle a package of crystal meth into a prison in British Columbia. So over here, it goes into more that they've posted here that I want to take a read here.
What
Mind
kind
you,
of
this is a cold read for me.
What kind of backpack was it?
Was I don't it, know, like Gucci? I don't
was
know
it
what
Jazz,
you mean.
Was it Jazz Sports?
Well, you know, if it was from Atlanta, it had to be like clear, you
yeah.
know, like transparent.
I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking of Hello Kitty, like in the image.
Why is Hello Kitty? Yeah, a pigeon
it
with a
like
Hello
a
Kitty
pink,
backpack.
It was like a pink backpack.
This motherfucker. It says here, a prison union spokesman says a pigeon carrying a miniature backpack filled with drugs was captured last week at a BC Correctional Institution. Now, this is an older post. This came up like 60 weeks ago. I'm just now seeing it flowing in my shit. How crazy is that? Anyways, it says here, John Randall, a Pacific Regional President of the Union Canadian Correctional Officers, said that the bird was apprehended at Pacific Institution in Abbotsford, I think that's how you said, Abbotsford, 80 kilometers east of Vancouver. 80 kilometers. Americans, what is that? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Someone explain. So,
seriously,
what was the thing that alerted them? Hey, that's a drug dealing pigeon.
Well, it says here, he said a fabric backpack tied to the pigeon contained crystal methamphetamine. Randall said that he was told by officers that the gray bird was spotted with its unusual cargo on December 29th in a yard at the facility, and they set up a trap to catch it. What do you think that trap was?
I'm thinking some kind of snack in a brown box, and then there's a stick, and then there's like a string a distance away. And it's all three of the sheriff.
Are you talking about the old school pull the string and the box falls trick?
Yeah, they're all behind a tree, bunched up, giggling.
Wow.
And they're waiting for the pigeon to slide in so they can just pull it and the stick falls.
So you're talking about some Tom and Jerry Roadrunner E-Coyote shit? Like,
first of all, they use that for a reason. It works. Okay?
Yeah, I'll save that. All right, so it says here, Davinder? I don't know. Ahugala? Whatever the fuck.
Sorry, whoever you got it was.
Butchered his name.
Sorry,
dude.
I apologize.
You come over here and look at this name. What
I'm
is
scared.
This? Davi, what is this?
Oh my God.
Davinder Ajula.
Davinder Ajula.
I think so, yeah. Anyways, he's an assistant warden at the Pacific Institution, confirmed that there was a recent interception of contraband at the facility, and the matter is under investigation. So pretty much, they got these carrier pigeons with backpacks sneaking drugs into the prison in British Columbia. He said in recent years, prison officers had been on the lookout for drones carrying drugs and other contraband, but it was the first time in his 13 years as a corrections officer he had heard of a live bird being used. There's a quote here. My initial reaction was shock. Oh, wait, he's British Columbia? Is there like an accent?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. They're just Canadian.
Yeah,
Canadian. Mm-hmm. I said Canadian.
Canadian? That's pretty much it.
Canadian. I remember one time I was having a discussion talking about Canada. I don't know what the discussion was, but I was really lit. I know that. We had we were doing like Flip Cup.
Yeah.
Like having classic. A great time. It was like a marathon.
Classic.
And I was like, hey, you ever been to Canada? He was like, what? Huh? And I was like, Canada, bitch. He was like, the fuck are you? Canada, bitch.
Say it with all your
syrup,
soul.
You know what I'm saying? Maple. What the fuck? Hockey.
Flannels.
He's like, Canada, my
Yes. That's what I said.
The fuck? Oh, I did say Canada.
Oh, I said something else, huh? My bad.
So every time I say Canada, my brain goes back to that moment. And I always fuck it up. That's what that was. Canada. Shit.
Pronunciation has given you PTSD.
It has. It says here, this is a quote from Randall. My initial reaction was shock. Because of all the advancements in technology and the number of drones we've seen, the fact that it's tied to a pigeon is abnormal. End quote.
Not really, because drones are way too easy. That's way too noticeable. Even the smaller ones, like anytime you see a drone, like we've lost the whimsy with the drones. Like anytime you see a drone now, the whimsy, right?
Yeah, bring that back.
Exactly. You know, you see a drone now, you think there's a rocket launcher strapped to it or some shit. Like, it's your first thought is the duck, not a drone.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you got to.
Or maybe, is that drone going to shut down AT&T again?
Exactly.
Is that going to happen?
Is there a fucking some kind of static device on it that's going to knock out a server somewhere? I mean, who knows? But, hey, birds have always been a reliable use of communication and information-based travel. You know what I'm saying?
That shit ain't new.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's why my first thought was that. You know what I'm saying? That's why like I was going.
Well, that was technically your second thought, but whatever.
I mean,
whatever,
it was more so a continuation of my first thought. So shut up.
That's fine.
It was 1A to 1B, kind of thing. Anyway, That's awesome. I mean, not awesome because, I mean, there's drug dealers and they're bad and one of them off the streets. But, I mean, as far as their methods, very creative.
You know what? We should use carrier pigeons to supply books to children.
Exactly.
That's what we should
do. There should be a location strapped to their leg where there's books and they fly off to a location and to the kids. Like, oh,
just drop them.
Where's this location?
Dr. Seuss, little fool. Like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're on to something. Yo, not me for president. For real. Not me.
Not me for Senate. Cast your votes.
Oh my God. Yo, coming up next, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a look at ChatGPT once again.
Oh no. Apocalypse is upon us.
Oh, it's here.
Oh no.
You ready for this?
No.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Oh, no. Okay, Wes. So, remember last week in our podcast, we're scissoring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that. Yes. That was a very intimate moment that all of you got to share with us last week.
It was.
You caught me in a ballroom moment.
I did.
It became something beautiful. And I just hope that we can grow from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can, you know, become something more. Well, we'll see. I don't want to jinx anything. We'll see.
Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. Go ahead, sing with me, millennials.
Do it.
Check it out. So check it. So we did a ChatGPT segment last week where I said pick one through three, pick a number, and whatever number you chose, that will be the prompt that we would do,
mm-hmm.
and you end up doing an inspirational speech about sporks.
Yeah, that did happen. That was weird.
Wasn't it random
and shit? And motivating in the same breath?
It was. I went on Temu and I found some sporks and it's going to get wild. I'm sorry. Temu.
Yes, Temu. Get it right now.
So because remember we had two other options that we did not use. So now, young Wesley.
Okay.
You get to choose one or two.
And I completely forgot what those other two options were.
I knew that you would.
So that's great. Let's go with two.
Two. Okay, he has chosen two friends who didn't realize they were in a horror movie script. So that means that you and I will be playing two characters. This is a cold read. He and I have not read this either. I gave it the prompt, copied and pasted it, and kept it on here. That's all. Wow. I got it. So this is going to be interesting. So we have no idea what's going to be said. I will be playing Emma. And you'll be playing Mike.
I'm Mike?
You're Mike.
I've always been a Mike. I've been told I've been a Mike.
Yeah, you give him Mike energy.
I give Mike energy. Thank you, I appreciate that.
So after this random ass sound, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do this. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Bow.
Oh, that's a good sound. We'll use that.
Yeah, we'll use that.
Do it again.
Bow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Grab your liquor, please, and your blunts, because we need you to be lit when you hear this.
Any libations that you can possibly get a hold of in this moment.
Yes, please. Please, God. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do the script that ChatGPT has created for us. Neither one of us has read this, so this is going to be a cold read. Once again, the topic is two friends who didn't realize they were in a horror movie. It says here the title of this is going to be called Unaware Antics.
Oh, snap. Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
I'm going to go very Scooby-Doo with this.
Okay.
That's the direction I'm going to go as far as like... I don't know where you're going to go with yours.
I have no fucking idea.
More 13 Ghosts. I don't know.
I'm going to play it as I go because I have no idea what's happening.
I mean, this is the coldest of reads.
This is an Arctic read. Cold. And it's an AI read.
Yeah, so it's going to be weird.
Super cold read. Yeah. It might be great. It might be horrible. You ready?
Excuse me, hold on.
Okay, yeah, drink up. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Two friends, Emma and Mike, are sitting on a couch in Emma's living room, engrossed in a horror movie marathon. The room is dimly lit with popcorn scattered on the coffee table. Ooh, okay. Oh my God, did you see that? That zombie just popped out of nowhere.
I know, right? Classic jump scare. That's a popcorn.
This movie is so predictable, though. I mean, who would notice the creepy music building up to every scare?
True. But it's fun to watch. Hey, did you hear that haunted house on Elm Street?
Oh, yeah. I heard it's super spooky. We should totally check it out sometime.
That sounds like a plan. We could use some real thrills.
As they continue watching the movie, strange occurrences start happening around them. Creaking sounds, flickering lights, and shadows darting across the room. However, Emma and Mike remain oblivious, attributing the odd happenings to their overactive imaginations. Did you see that shadow? It looked like someone standing in the corner.
Nah, probably just a trick of the light or something. Don't let the imagination run wild.
The movie reaches its climax with the protagonists discovering they've been in a horror movie all along. Suddenly, the screen goes black and eerie whispers fill the room. Mike, what's going on?
Probably just a power outage. Happens all the time during storms, okay?
They hear footsteps approaching from behind, and as they turn around, they come face to face with a ghostly figure. That was a great ghost, Wesley. It's good.
Thank you.
Oh my god. The antagonist from the movie they've been watching. Oh.
Right, that's quite a twist.
Oh my god, Mike!
No! How did we not realize this sooner?
The ghostly figure advances towards them, reaching out with his... What? Eternal?
Ethereal.
Thank you. Reaching out with his ethereal hands. Just as all hope seemed lost, the lights flicker back on, revealing the movie credits rolling on the screen. Wait, it was just the end of the movie?
Looks like we got a little carried away, huh?
They share a nervous laugh, relieved to have escaped unscathed with their unintentional horror movie experience. Well, I guess we'll have a funny story to tell at the next movie night.
Oh, definitely. But next time, let's stick to comedies.
They switch off the TV and head to the kitchen, still chuckling at their misadventure.
Wow, that was great, y'all. I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, I haven't done a cold read in maybe a couple months, but
not
that
only
was...
a cold read, but he was our soundboard as well.
Oh yeah, that's well, yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
You already know at the end of that. At the end, there's gonna be some outtakes there.
Oh yeah. Of course.
What's this word? I don't know. Ethernal. Whatever the fuck I said.
Ether? Ethereal?
I kept wanting to say eternal. I kept wanting to say that.
Ethereal?
Yeah, right? That's fucking funny, bro. But yeah, the script wasn't horrible. I think that with ChatGPT, like, or just using AI for a script or a storyline or an idea, I think I could definitely utilize it as a content creator, but I would have to put some of my own, if you will.
Of course.
some of my own stank in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, some of your own je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, man. In order to really make something like this pop.
Yeah.
I would never use a ChatGPT or any other AI form of creating anything without putting a little bit of myself into it. Otherwise, it's just, of course. I feel like it's meant to be like a building structure.
It's a building block. It's a foundation to build upon. I mean, this is a very... From a horror standpoint, this is a very, I don't say typical, but this is one of the standard plots of a horror short or situation. I mean, honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is, and this is, I mean, not only show my age, but also shows my Scooby-Doo nerddom. It reminds me of one of the 80s Scooby-Doo movies that came out, along with the Boo Brothers, and I forgot what the other one was, but the one that came to mind is Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf.
Mm.
One of the few times he's wearing a red shirt, one of the few times he has a girlfriend who's like sticking by him the whole time, like ride or die, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One of the few times there's Shaggy is there as well, not Shaggy, Scrappy-Doo, my bad, Scrappy, and of course, I believe Flim Flam was there as well. Oh no, he wasn't. Flim Flam wasn't there. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. The best Scooby-Doo series, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Damn.
What? Sorry, what? Got in my Scooby-Doo bag for a second. Anyway.
Yeah, you blurred, yeah. Bro. Like...
Shut your ass up.
Oh, shit. We was about to go into a whole Scooby-Doo-verse discussion.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing. There is a Scooby-Doo-verse. There is a canonicity. There is
a verse for everything, bro.
I mean, hey. Okay, a little sidebar. I am what they call a lore whore. okay? I'm a big fan of like continuity, like timeline, like timeline stuff, like how stuff fits within the canonicity of the timeline of that particular universe. Does that universe also consist of other things that we may not realize?
I'll give you that, because as I have been circling the block on Marvel Universe, you know, I have been definitely coming to Wesley. He's been my Marvel encyclopedia. Because like all these awesome movies and TV shows have been coming out, but I'm always working all the time.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And now that I have my own content, it's like I got two jobs, but only one of them pays. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so I spend so much time creating that I sometimes don't get a chance to enjoy the creations of others. And I love Marvel movies. I love the Marvel TV shows. It's like one of my favorite things to watch. You already know my favorite show. You know?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yep, of course.
That's right. That's my shit. And so as I'm growing through the Marvel verse, you know, trying to learn everything, I have been like, hey, okay, so if this dude is here, then this, okay, so then Loki, is he a good guy or a bad guy? Okay, all right. So you mean to tell me that Groot is just a magical tree? That's what's up. And Rocket, he's a raccoon, but he won't admit it. Oh, he admits it in the third one. Okay, I'm going to watch the third one tomorrow.
Spoilers. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. There's all a right. lot. I mean,
it's helpful. It's helpful.
I mean, from comics to the movies to the stuff that's come out recently to stuff that's been out for decades and longer. That's a lot of stuff. All right. Yeah. And especially now that we're talking about multiverse stuff nowadays, we're like pretty much everything is canon to a weird degree. It can get very confusing very fast. And okay, and that's just for the layman's and the novices. All right. Nevertheless, oh my God, my blur is showing. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, I told you that you were blurred. You sir, first of all, your heartbeat went up a little bit. I could hear it beating from over here.
Oh, that's what my chest is doing.
You were talking faster. I don't even think you were breathing. You were just saying words without breath. That's how I know you really into shit. Most men get like that about women, but that's okay. I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment, except for that the sentence I said before that, because that was a hella burn. I want to make sure you understand that.
Hey, first of all, let me tell you this one thing. Okay, I'm gonna say this one last thing. Women are easy. Okay, you know what isn't easy? Trying to figure out who could win in a fight. All right, the Hulk or Lobo.
See, no, that's not fair because I don't know enough about Lobo.
Exactly.
Oh, you little shit. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listeners with earballs, I've got something for you here. Wesley, you ready for the next segment here?
I'm going to say yes, but it feels like no.
I know, right? Because he has no idea what's next. This is going to be fun. Something that we haven't done ever. We're going to do this shit live, actually.
Fuck it, we'll do it live?
Yeah, we're going to do it live. We're going to play a game of Heads Up right now, live, here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. A game of Heads Up for new listeners or new people who don't know what it is. Heads Up is a game. I believe Ellen DeGeneres, her show, came up with it. It's like a charades game with your phone. And so that's what we're going to do live right here.
Right now.
Right
here. This instant?
Yes. And oh, this is hilarious that this is something. I wonder if I have access to it. Oh, you're so lucky I don't. You're so fucking lucky that I don't.
Well, I've only played this game maybe like twice, and I didn't do great either time. So this is great. Just off the top. Either time.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to scroll through the game because I've had this app for a while. I'm going to find some real good, Wes, and you're going to be the one doing the guessing.
Oh, of course I am. We're going to record this too, video style?
I mean, we don't have to. This is just for the audio.
Oh, okay, sure. Great. Yeah, okay, right? Thanks. I'm only embarrassed in one form.
We shall be back after these ads that nobody has given me yet.
Sponsored. Sponsored by Wemo.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wesley will be going first. I will go because it's fun to listen to. But Wes is going to go first. The category is fast foods.
Apparently, it's fast foods.
Fast foods.
Okay.
I want you to stand over there because I know you're going to be loud as shit. Don't be near the microphone.
I'm not going to be loud.
It's going to be hard not to. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Ready? All right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, wait. Yes. Okay. Okay. All right. So it is a coffee brand that you see at Walmart a lot.
Starbucks?
No. It is a cheaper coffee brand.
Great Value?
And it rounds with the word beet.
Beet?
Ah, go up.
God dang it.
Go up. Okay, this is a company in a mall where you can get some twisted up dough that is fried with some salt on it. Some people like to dip it in cheese and mustard.
Auntie,
it's the other one.
Cinnabon?
Mm-mm, the other one, bro. Oh, go up.
Oh my God.
It was Wetzel's pretzels.
All right.
All right. So, okay, this is my favorite fucking dessert. It's frozen.
Oh, ice cream.
Yes, go down. Well,
down. I mean.
Okay. All right. Oh, chicken sandwiches that white people love.
Chicken salad.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Let me see this.
Oh my God. Horrible.
That was harder than I thought. So the first one was Pete's Coffee.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Oh, I know. I've seen that cheap shit.
What was the second one?
Ah Boom Bon. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh my God.
That's why I said go up.
This must have been.
And then I didn't get to see that one.
Charles Philly Cheese. Six, what?
I didn't get to see it because you went up for okay.
So yeah, then, yeah, I forgot the thing. Yeah,
yeah, that's all right. All right, let's.
That was weird.
Yeah,
wow.
That wasn't good.
That wasn't good at all. I almost want to redo because.
Are you want to redo?
I kind of do.
All right, let's
redo
do a different one. We'll do a redo, one. A different one.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's let Wesley have a redo here. He deserves it. Give him a round of applause, guys. Give him a round of applause. He is out here trying. He is guessing. He is learning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Dang.
Yeah. Let's do this again. Hold on, y'all.
I've never heard of Wetzel's. I've never eaten Wetzel's pretzels before. Sorry.
Wetzel's pretzels, bitch. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have chosen another one for Wesley. Actually, you know what, Wes? Would you like to choose one for yourself?
No, let's go with this one.
All right, cool. All right. We're going to do Adult Supervision 2. Even adultier is what it says.
That's weird, but I'm up for it.
Let's do it. All right, you ready? Place that on your head. Okay. Here we go. Oh, that movie with the blue stuff and the drugs.
The movie with the blue stuff and the
yes,
drugs? Yes,
Bryan Cranston.
Breaking Bad.
Yes,
show,
but
girl.
He sold what?
Crystal meth.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, okay. So this is a fruit that is small and red with a little stem sticking out of it.
Strawberry?
No. Another fruit. It's a flavor that people like.
Oh, cherry?
Yes. Oh, okay. So KFC had this sandwich and it was two pieces of chicken in replace of the buns.
I have a life. I forgot what that was called. The meaty sam. I don't
go up. Let's double down.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Almost every man's dream, stereotypically sexually.
A threesome.
Damn. That's right. shit. So you said threesome so fast.
That was obvious. I a threesome. Huh?
You said threesome so fast. Threesome. Oh, shit. All right. So round of applause, Wesley. You did real
Thank
good
you.
On that
Thank
one.
Thank you. I did better.
Adult supervision is definitely more your forte.
Yes. All right. Obviously, I'm not a connoisseur in the delights of fast foodery.
He said threesome. Yo, that's dope. I tell you what. Next week, I'll go.
Next week? No. No. Now.
Ah, man.
Yes, man.
All right, hold on, y'all. Shit. you said I can choose whatever I want, but if I choose this one, they'll take my black card away. I can't choose this one. It's too soon.
I just got it laminated.
I just got my black card back yesterday. This is bullshit.
I just renewed it.
Ah, balls. How about So I'm the one guessing, right?
Yes.
You're so good at stuff. How about act it out?
Me act it out?
Yeah.
So I don't, so no words.
Oh, wait, that makes no sense. This is and a no podcast.
Sense. No sense. None.
You mean to tell me they can't hear us act it out physically? This is bullshit.
So I was like, are we going to record this? Like, film this? Like, what are we?
Oh my God. I don't know what this is.
Well,
but it's a eggplant emoji and a peach emoji.
All right, let's get this show on the road and streets and avenues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to act it out. Oh, no, you don't.
No, I don't. Why do you keep forgetting this? Wet, but not wet, but the weirder version of that word.
Moist?
Yes. Khaleesi's best song.
Milkshake?
Yes.
Does she have other songs? Yeah, she does, of course.
Hey, pass me the blank so we can start playing the video game.
The grinder?
No, not a controller, but a...
joystick!
Yes. Hey, yo, the UPS blank just got here.
Package?
Yes. Oh, man, I'm using these to play music.
Your fingers?
No, look at the...
Your hands?
No!
Your lap? Your ass?
No.
Bongos? Yep. Mango? Bongos?
Yep. I don't even know what that is. Go. Hey, yo. That's...
sucks.
No, that's...
down. Hot. Sexy.
That's...
meth.
Dope. It was dope.
Oh, dope. Oh, I was close. I said meth.
Yeah, you were close. You were close. You were very close. I got a little racist with the bongos when y'all. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
I didn't know what the fuck you were. I didn't know what you were doing. You were playing the bongos.
Yeah. I was like doing. I was like hitting imaginary bongos. Like, so I was.
I want to go back to doing the voice. You said threesome so fast. Let's make this about you. I killed it.
No. You. That's because of me. You killed it because I gave you...
No, you killed it because I know what I'm doing.
And that's only because I was able to steer you in the right direction to do you so well. You're welcome.
Hold on. I'm going to take a look at how long this podcast is so far because I might go again, motherfucker. I don't know why. I feel like I need to do it again because you're a dick. I don't know why. Hold on.
You want me to pick?
Yeah, you're going to pick. We're going to do this again.
Okay.
I don't know why I feel so competitive right now, but I'm going to nail this. Wes, DJ, hey, cousin. He's going to go ahead and choose the topic on the heads up game on the app on my phone. Oh, make sure the volume's up. I think I turned it down. Okay.
It's up all the way.
Okay. Wow. So they'll definitely hear it.
Oh, yes.
Maybe turn it down just a little bit so they can hear more.
Ah, okay, great.
Oh, shit.
Let me see. You know what I think?
You're going to make them take my black card, aren't you?
I'm considering it.
I probably know the answers, too, if it's the one I think you're thinking about. I'm considering it. And that really upsets my soul. But I don't know if you know enough about it to ask me the questions.
Exactly. That's the only...
If it was like a trivia thing, probably.
If I was confident enough, I would... It wouldn't even... It would be. We'd be already playing.
Okay, I'll tell you what. On the count of three...
Go.
Oh, wait.
Go.
Okay.
Go up. I don't know what the fuck that was. Oh, news late, daytime talk show lady, throughout the 2000s. No, black lady, light skin, light of blonde hair, very controversial. Just came out with having a disease.
Wendy Williams?
Yep.
A disease.
Hey, don't scare the beehive.
Beyonce.
Yep. Tom Holland's girlfriend.
Zendaya.
Yep. SZA, that horrible pass. I mean, came a really new movie that came out with Zendaya and
Doom.
Yes. And get wow, I don't know what that means. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I don't know.
You failed me.
I didn't fail you. I chose pop culture.
Okay, so the first one was, yeah, I don't know that bitch name either.
Exactly.
I don't know how to say her name. Okay, Rich Baby Daddy, Drake says.
I didn't know how to like communicate that song to you.
Oh, Ressa Tessa, that's that chick who said she was married to a pathological liar. That's that TikTok trend. Oh, yeah, like 52 50 part, fucking parts. Yeah, yeah.
TikTok thing. Yeah.
Goddamn near 5 hours.
Yeah, I completely like blanked out. I'm like, who is she again? I forgot.
Yeah, he actually responded to that, talking about how he was, you know, thinking about taking legal action and stuff. And my thing is, even if he does, I mean, the only way you can take legal action is if you can prove that everything she said was not true. That's the only way you get defamation. I mean, you could try to sue for other stuff, but you might still lose.
And, I mean, defamation is a very tricky thing to get. Like, it has to be very, like...
It's got to be ironclad.
It has to be ironclad, yeah.
I mean, exactly. All T's crossed, all I's dotted.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And he, so I think that someone even said that there's a chance that there might be, like, a Netflix special about this shit.
We'll see, most likely.
You know, Netflix will move
Tubi.
Fast.
It'll probably be Tubi, most likely.
Oh, it's Tubi? Maybe they can, like, do some shit, like, defy gravity, like, throw another bullet from around a tree.
Oh, yeah, here's some fake backflips, you know what I'm saying? Some horrible blood splatter. Yeah, you know, the works.
Like, that's clearly Texas Pete. What are they doing?
What...
Tubi. I just hate watch it, honestly.
Oh, no, that's what everyone does.
Or I'll, like, watch something that's really dope, but it's, like, back in the day that you can't find any place else.
Exactly.
Like, the first Ninja Turtle movie.
Yeah.
That's on there, so I did watch that. Like that. Yeah, some old dope shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's how they get you. They get you by hate watching, and then they put actual stuff you might actually want to watch on there.
You know another way they get you, bro?
What?
Is that watching a regular movie takes fucking 5 hours to watch because there's 87 ads.
Oh, yeah.
Within the entire movie.
You have to passively watch movies on Tubi.
But I tell you what, like, if you're passively watching, I tell you what, Tubi's great to passively watch while you're cleaning your room or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because by the time you finish, the movie will finally be over.
Finally.
There's like about a 3-hour ad break.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Per 2 seconds of film. It's ridiculous.
For medications you have never heard of.
Yeah, but it's free.
But it's free.
Yeah.
The things will endure for free.
You know what else is free? Outside.
Whoa.
Go outside. Get some vitamin D.
Whoa. Get some
breathe D. Breathe some, slightly polluted air.
Yeah, get some D in you.
Yeah, yeah. Get your D right. Yeah. Why are we the way?
Why are we the way?
It's probably time in this podcast.
It's probably time. I think it's time. I think we've come to a pretty climactic end on things for this episode.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've had enough.
Oh, yeah. You don't tell me when I had enough. You don't tell me when
hey,
I
had enough. You have a problem.
I don't have a problem. You are someone I love very much.
You want to know a secret? The color yellow is not green.
What? That's crazy.
Yellow
hey, close the goddamn podcast.
If there's anything you can take from this episode. It's Wesley and I are pretty bomb at cold reads. I feel like we knocked that out the park.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was great.
Especially for a Chat GPT script.
Oh, yeah. This definitely felt like somewhere off of Warner Brothers offices. I'm actually reading this script off of. And there's Colin Farrell across from me and some other white actress of substantial value.
Damn right. Anyways, we nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it.
Also, another thing that we should really think about is how amazing this podcast is. So don't forget to go ahead and click that subscribe button and download your favorite episodes.
Like, subscribe, comment, you know, do all the things that you know helps.
Exactly. Now, those are this week's Professionally Silly Life Rules.
Yes.
Subscribe and download. Because, you know, downloading episodes and subscribing actually does help the podcast. So the best part about downloading an episode, for those of you who don't know what that is, it means you download your favorite episodes and you can listen to them anytime you want without needing any data or Wi-Fi connection. It's in your phone.
On a plane, in that weird spot, plane. In your room, library or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. So you don't have to utilize your data to use it. And those numbers do help the podcast. So I hope that you guys would do that. Shout out to my listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. You know it.
Your nipples for me.
Yeah, that's Wesley's weird thing. Yep. Yeah, that's...
That's the best part.
That's a thing. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them.
Mm.
I love those. So you're not going to say anything weird like, I like your lobes.
I mean, I was going to say something like ear canal or something.
Okay, all right, all right. Subscribe to this podcast or whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review on whatever platform you're using, especially if you got that Spotify and Apple podcast. It's very important because they are the podcast gods and we answer to them.
Yes.
We answer to them.
Bless us, podcast lords.
Please, sir. Can we have some subscribers?
Can we have some more likes, please?
Thank you, sir. If this is your first time listening, come back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet.
Yes, yes.
And share this podcast with a friend, because there's no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. Wesley, sir.
Yes.
Would you like to tell our viewers where they can find you in an accent where they may be able to understand you so they can actually find you?
Yes,
and then
of course.
Do the other thing later.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, you can find me anywhere where you look at your screen. Social media-wise. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All of those things. All right? They'll be in the description. I'm not going to just tell you. You have to look. You have to want it, of course. But, I mean, I'll tell you now anyway. It's just because. Also, Twitter, X, Westy Roberts. Instagram, by Wes Roberts.
On the TikTok, Instagram.
DJ Hey Cousin. You know those
TikToks,
things already.
I tag
you,
him
you,
and you everything.
Know, you, yeah, you know. You know those
so
things.
You can,
all right?
Just, you can you, click.
You don't. You know.
You can click the video.
You just look at the bottom and under the thing, you'll see how I can be found.
On the podcast,
you know,
Instagram,
you can do the things and, yeah.
Which is at It's Pro Silly. That's down below in the description box. Every week I post
did
videos.
Did you have to interrupt me like that?
And
photos. Did you have to interrupt me like that?
Pertaining to the podcast. And I tag Wesley and everything.
Is this how you feel before I get stabbed?
I'm
is this how it
just,
feels?
Thinking about
revenge. That feels good. I see why you do that.
Yeah.
That was great, homie. Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's very cathartic, actually.
It was.
Just get one more. Oh, it slides right in too.
Didn't see that.
Moist, some would say. Oh wow.
I thought we agreed 3 episodes.
Wow.
Oh God.
That is what guys and gals out there. You know, if you really want to
see what's behind my belly button.
Oh yes. Ooh, it's goopy.
Yeah.
If you really want to feel cathartic, you know what I'm saying? Get a stab something. You know, living or not living, you know.
It's warm when the blood comes out at first.
Oh yeah. Ooh, it's kind of blue a little bit. That's great.
It's kind of dark.
Yeah. This is wow.
Should it be gushing like
this? Really didn't think I'd feel this great about this. Wow. I really get it now.
I really wish
she'll
I could
be fine, everybody.
Cream.
She'll be back next week. She's gonna heal from this. What, 2-5 minutes or whatever? Yeah, this is great. This is great. So yeah. I love you out there, everybody.
Pennies.
Oh, is it iron? Is it irony? So yeah, I'm gonna go. We're gonna get some napkins. Hopefully she doesn't go into that dark wilderness.
Can you get Bounty instead?
Oh, we're gonna go to Angel Soft.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the thin one.
It's gonna get all that.
Yeah, the thin one. The thin one. Yeah. Oh yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
That's funny as shit. Before I die, look at the show notes. Everything else is down there. Ow.
Oh yeah, see, I would have forgot that. Yeah, see, that's why I left you alive. I had one more stab in me, but you know what? It's fine. I'll save it for later.
I'm your audible boo thing. Oh, this really hurts. Amber, smile. Oh! Amber smiles.
Oh, man.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Spellcasters. Oh,
she looks pale, dizzy. Y'all. Looks great.
Take my silliness in the asshole.
I'm gonna sleep so good tonight.
Oh, wow. My butt's puckering. Why is that?
It's like coming with sharp objects.
I love you. Oh, that was the best mouth fart sound ever.
That was great. That was very authentic.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye. Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, wait, hold on. Well, that's fine. Okay, so wait, you know what? Give it to me.
What happened?
I need the sound. I can hear shit. All right, here you go. Let's do it. I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything?
No.
Let me see it. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Jesus Christ.
That was great.
What the fuck was that? Was that my phone?
I think that was your water bottle.
Oh, here it is.
Was it your phone?
I'm trying to get it with my soccer leg.
Yeah, good job.
I'm trying to get my Burt leg.
Yeah, get that Burt leg.